But of course, I'm going to be with you until the end of the hour. Very excited about this hour because I did mention to you a bit earlier on that in this particular hour, we're going to be doing something interesting, talking about butterflies. And the reason why is because I noticed the other day that there's all these beautiful creatures flying all over the place. My brother mentioned it to me, and then we thought to ourselves, hey, what's going on? We need to actually find out more about this. And of course, we are the ones that you can always trust to find out more information for you on certain things, and we've done that. We've actually brought in an expert or someone who can tell us more, actually, in terms of what's going on. First of all, I'd like him to introduce himself. He's with me in studio, and his name is Devon. Good afternoon, Devon.
Hi there. I'm Devon Main. I'm a PhD student at the Center for Ecological Genomics and Wildlife Conservation in the Department of Zoology at UJ. Mm-hmm. Our lab focuses on using genetics to understand the ecology and evolution of a wide range of different animals, ranging from microscopic insect-like organisms called springtails to roan and sable antelope.
Yeah.
I'm investigating the genetic basis for adaptation in dwarf chameleons in South Africa, but I've been interested in wildlife and ecosystems since I was a small child.
And that's actually what I want to find out as well. Where did the love of animals and basically just what's happening around us, where did it come from?
I've been interested in things that move animals since I was for as long as I can remember. But the earliest memory I've got is when I was about 7 years old. I found a chameleon in KwaZulu-Natal, and I was just fascinated by this little creature that could change color and had this tail that could curl around your finger, and it had these eyes that could swivel and look in 360 degrees, and this long sticky tongue. It was just such an unusual creature, and basically ever since then I've been really interested in zoology.
And so since then you've been hooked, and I mean, I can imagine there's someone out there who's also quite young, and they're probably looking around and seeing all these butterflies from earlier on in the week, and they're like probably thinking to their parents, well, what exactly is going on? And that's what you're going to be telling us about. So firstly, let's start off with what kind of butterflies have we been seeing around the city of Johannesburg?
So these butterflies that you would have noticed around Johannesburg are called brown-veined white butterflies. Mm-hmm. And they're actually quite common in Gauteng, Limpopo, and Mpumalanga, Northwest, the Free State, and even the Northern Cape, especially over this period of the year.
Yeah, and then in terms of where are they coming from?
So most of them seem to be coming from the western interior of South Africa, the arid western interior. So areas like the Kalahari and the Karoo, that seems to be the origin of this big migration.
I see. So then we're going to be getting more into the conversation. I really can't wait to find out more because already I need to find out in terms of these butterflies. I'm so curious of where they're headed. I'm curious in terms of how do they even get it right to actually even know that, okay, now it's the time for us to travel to such and such a place. Going to be getting into that shortly, of course. Right now, though, taking you back to the music, here's the one from Pink and also Khaled, Hurts to Be Human, and also we've got some music coming up from Tiger. So you don't want to go anywhere. Just gone 22 minutes after 2 o'clock. You are tuned in to the Ego Trip on UJFM.